Ahmad, 17, and his younger brother Fauzi, 16, are from the small village of Doma, outside of Nablus. They have been working in the agricultural fields of the Jordan Valley since their father passed away from a massive heart attack 4 years ago. Curious as to how they feel about working on an Israeli settlement, I ask them, and their response is one I've heard often. "Adi, it's normal," they say without a hint of irony in their voices. "A lot of children work in the agricultural settlements," says Omar. "We're used to it." I find myself wondering how normal it is for children to drop out of school and to be working long, strenuous hours under hazardous conditions on Israeli settlements built on stolen Palestinian land. When did that become normal? The cheap and exploited labor of Palestinian youth continues to normalize the growth and expansion of settlements, which strangle the Palestinian population and economy. Children are smuggled into settlements that are deemed illegal under international law, constituting one of the main impediments to a lasting and just peace between Israelis and Palestinians. Many children like Ahmad and Fauzi have become used to working in the agricultural fields of the settlements of the Jordan Valley. Their fathers and brothers, cousins, neighbors, family and friends before them have worked in settlements and inside Israel. The phenomenon has become generational and no longer astonishing. Child laborers and their families are oppressed and exploited, robbed of the fruit of their labor, and despoiled of their humanity. Working for short-term survival, they continue to inadvertently normalize a cruel and unjust occupation, providing Israel with a convenient pretext to continue evading its legal obligations. So long as the Palestinian economy remains under occupation and the Palestinian Authority does not offer feasible work alternatives, children feel pressured into working in areas like settlements to fulfill family obligations without resorting to charitable handouts. Though their meager earnings may help their families escape the worst ravages of poverty, their cheap labor normalizes a decidedly abnormal occupation and apartheid policies. Normalizing the abnormal, one child at a time.